morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening in the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divinity. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question and say what's on the top of your mind. And we open up those phone lines after the first break, but I will give you the number and the IM message number so you can get that already. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you can also EIM Benny at psychicnews.com. No, let me get it. Psychiconair.com or newskyradio.com. And that's an IM message if you're at work and you cannot get to the phone. And Benny will read your question for you. And speaking of questions, a lot of people are doing a lot of questioning right now. A lot of changes are in the air. But I do want to talk about some specials that we have. We have the remote reading special going on. And we offer 15-minute sessions for $50 and the half-hour sessions for an extra $25 off. So that's a $125. And with that half-hour session, you get a charged crystal. And a charged crystal is where I pick a crystal when I look into your energy field. And it's anything from a quartz crystal to a hematite to a white snowflake and anything that I have. I have tons and tons of crystals. And what I do is when I'm doing your session, I will hold it and charge it. And I've trained in several different techniques. And so when you get the crystal, it's charged with the energy of healing. So it stays charged, and then you continue to work with that. And you also get a box flower remedy with those sessions. And so, and again, I charge that too. So the box flower remedy, not only is it great vibrational medicine to work with, but it continues and it allows the session to continue, the work to continue. The remote readings are going very, very deep. The feedback from them have been miraculous. It's just a wonderful thing for everybody. I love doing them, and people are really having some profound results. And so and the remote reading is different from the regular readings that I offer, which are I do offer 15 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, hour sessions. But the remote is where you sign up for it. You can ask me questions if you want. Otherwise, I read your energy field, and we get right into the what's blocking you from getting that job, the money coming in, why you can't speak up, what's blocking you from relationships. All the answers truly are within us, and a lot of times what I'm finding with the remote questions, I mean the remote readings, is going and having access and just going straight to your energy field and reading it. I'm reading your energy, your essence. And when people, a lot of times during readings, they'll start asking about their children, their bosses, or even relationships. And all of it, again, comes back to us. All the answers are within ourselves. And so when we get to know ourselves, not only as energetic beings, but what's blocking us, what are generational patterns that we still hold consciously or subconsciously, still some belief systems in. And especially those subconscious patterns can be really tricky, especially if there's a pattern of that money is the root of all evil, let's say. And some people think that sounds really strong or really kind of odd, but you'd be surprised how many readings that I do that people have this real subconscious belief that money is, if you get any kind of money or abundance, that it doesn't make you a nice person. Maybe evil could be a strong word for somebody, but that is a very common one. And not only can we have it in our own generational patterns, but we also are profoundly affected by their collective unconscious patterns because we are all connected. We've heard that for years and years and years, that we're all interconnected. There's only one. We're all pieces and part of God's source greater, and so that would mean that we're all connected. And so there's profound belief systems that affect us all. And so, again, that's just an example of one. And so reading the energy body gives a lot of information as far as where you could have blocks, why blocks think, happen, or a lot of times people say, why do the same things happen to me in jobs or relationships, or I move and I think I'm going to start a new beginning, and then the same thing happens all over again, just with different people? Well, until you get to the bottom of what's going on in your energy pattern, you're literally putting out signals and messages and codes. We do it with every thought, word, and deed. We do it consciously or unconsciously to the universe, and you pull in those experiences that are matching your codes. You're literally putting your order into the universe, and the universe matches your orders. This you don't know what kind of order you're putting out there, your life can reflect it as far as some blocks or still some belief systems that could be held really strongly. And I always tell people that I encourage energy exercises. I give out free energy exercises. If you've never received them, email union1111@yahoo.com or call my assistant, Wendy, at 860-887-1201 and ask about those free energy exercises. And I encourage people, again, to do some sort of energy maintenance daily throughout the day, or at least a.m. and p.m., just like we get up and brush our teeth in the morning and brush our teeth at night. Just take a pause, and just before you get out of bed, just really get back, really, back in your body, because we go into places and we travel when we are dreaming. So it's like allowing yourself to re-enter your body, becoming fully present, excuse me, and then really then protecting your energy field. It's really about consolidating it, making it strong, because we do get rips and tears in our energy field. I've seen it where people have had holes. I've seen where people are carrying their children or their partners in their energy field or their parents. And so the more we are able to remember that we are all energetic beings, that we're all connected, and the more your energy field is, you cleanse it and you clear it. Just take, like, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, and it's important to do it at a minimum, a.m. and p.m. But the more as the time are accelerating, which they are, everyone's feeling it and sensing it. All you have to do is pick up the paper, and you can see a lot of stuff going on right now as far as people really releasing and showing their shadow stuff, because what's happening is the Earth is raising her vibration, and she's going to look according to plan. So as she raises her vibration, I always use the analogy of a light bulb, that imagine a light bulb going from 100 watts to 1,000 watts. That light is going to affect profoundly. It will enlighten our shadow parts, our wounded parts, and it will also illuminate and lighten our gifts and talents. So we want to first go to that wounded part, that shadow part. We all have one. It's part of the ego. It's many, many words are called, many names, I should say, but whatever name it is called for you, we all have one. So the more you want to address that, the first place to do, you want to illuminate, to put a light into the wounded child aspects. And by the time when I do the readings, whether they're remote or live, or on the radio shows, I see in people's energy fields, by the time I will be talking, I'll say, I see you in your second chakra at 3 years old or 1.5 years old, or I've seen people in utero when they started picking up messages that they don't have the right to life. And what does that mean? It means that when they come out, they got strong messages that they didn't have the right to life, so they could have trouble trying to get a job, trying to have a relationship, because there's a subconscious pattern that they don't have a right to living lovely, living great lives, living happy lives, being able to be abundant in all sorts of ways. And so the more you, again, look at yourself as energetic being, see everything as energy, because it is. Even our physical body is just a denser form of energy. So the more you live your life through the eyes of seeing everything as energy, trees, rocks, everything, as a form of energy, the more you start having a broader sense of your energy, you'll start getting broader and broader. You start picking up and feeling the connection that we have with each and every single one of us, the connection that we have with nature. The more you become more in balance, the more you become in balance, the more you have more flow in your life. And that's what this is all about, to be able to be empowered and become self-empowered, empower ourselves, and really have ourselves of live an empowered life where we feel like we're directing the energy and being conscious of it, instead of having what I call the 3- or 5-year-old or 2-year-old jump in the driver's seat and direct our life force. Because if we're not working on ourselves, that's who's going to be directing your life force. It's what, to me, it symbolically looks like somebody jumping in the driver's seat of a car. So if you ever saw a 2- to 4-year-old jumping, driving a car, I think you'd get a jump out of the way there. And so we want to think like that, because that's what, by the time we're 5 years old, at least, at the oldest, we are starting to imitate the patterns of our parents, those that are influencing us, grandparents, society. And so this is where in shamanism they call it soul retrieval, where you go back and get those aspects of yourself, reclaim and individuate from the family, take the gift and leave the pain part behind. So many people live in their pain bodies, through their mental, emotional bodies. And here we're in this huge bridging time of learning to what it means to get into the feeling body and into the what I call the knowing, not knowing, wisdom body, understanding body, and that's the getting out of the mental mind and the gerbil rides that I talk about a lot. And we literally are in this huge bridging time. But nobody can do it for us. We can. This is something we have to do for ourselves. We wrote this script like that we came down here to evolve. A lot of people say, what's my life purpose? A lot of people ask that. And they are feeling, and especially this time and age right now, I'm here to do something. And so the way I say it, all our purposes, each and every single one of us are here to evolve, to wake up, to remember our essence, that we are a part of God's source creator, whatever that means to you. And when you remember that, as far as what you want to do with that, I have a saying, what's light for you is right for you, meaning what gives you joy, what makes you passionate, what makes you feel alive when you're doing it, it can spill over to literally a career. It happens all the time. Think of all those books or people on Oprah that they followed their passion and then they were able to live their life. And so what's light for you is right for you. Look at yourself as an energetic body and you'll start really seeing where your blocks are. And when you're blocked, it doesn't mean you're blocked forever. We're constantly shifting and changing. There's trillions of packets of information all around our energy field. So when you're empowered with the message, with the messages and know where you are blocked, then you can start working on yourself to release them. And that, with the energy raising, we can do our releasing faster than before because we can work with the energy instead of resisting it. So that's my little tip for today. Get some energy exercise going. We're going to go to the messages and we're going to open up those phone lines. You listen to the Carol Con Show. See you right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show. Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's ecloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour, taking your phone calls. I'm going to give that number out, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, or you can IM psychiconair.com or newsguyradio.com. You can IM Benny, and he'll get to the messages. And speaking of messages, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, well, we have Kathleen calling in from Shoreline, Washington. She had a question about a relationship. She's wondering if it should continue on where it is from now. So, Kathleen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Kathleen?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. I have been in a relationship for going on 3 years, and it's been a business relationship. And it seems to be transforming, and I don't know whether it's going to end or continue or what that means for our business projects. Can you give me any insight to this?
Mm-hmm. Where I'm looking, especially through the whole next, I'm seeing all fours around you. So think of fours numerologically. For me, means angels and masters around you. And actually, Catherine, I even go back to your four-year-old child, and I would encourage you to think about when, by the time you were 4 to 6, what was going on with father, dad, father's energy, because I see him turning his back towards you and going, like, kind of in the corner. And what that means to me, by the time you're 4 years old, that he could have been off in his head and more intellectual. A lot of times, my father was always there, but he was trying to work on his masters. There was 5 of us with underneath the, between 0 through 6, and there were 5 kids. We're all back to back, and so it was kind of chaotic when we were younger. And I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing that somebody could be there, or I'm sharing with you and everybody that a person, parent can be there, but it doesn't mean that they're energetically there. When somebody is off in their head, they go up and they energetically don't feel very present. They could be worrying about thinking about bills, jobs, that kind of deal. And why I'm bringing that up, because it's not only a business relationship, but it's going over to the personal relationship department. You're we're trying to bridge. And so think of, first of all, it's going to bring up our past stuff. There's no way it cannot. But knowing that it's going to bring up your past stuff, going back and revisiting that 4 to 6 year old child, because I see your right foot being very shaky. It's like not that solid foundation when it comes to feeling supported, and so it could make you kind of tentative, like testing the waters. But what I'm also seeing is that this upcoming month, especially the month of August, is very in particular for particularly important for you. But really just think of reigning in your energy, Kathleen, as far as like just like a lot of times, especially when we see something transforming, part of us gets excited. We want to bend forward and say energetically and like want to make sure and that we're going to be okay and that we're going to be safe. But I'm watching this great big flower that is all yellow, and that yellow is a good sign. So that's like creativity. It brings in third chakra, that self-esteem, self-worth, that kind of energy. And so it's this relationship feeds both of you. And some relationships are reasons, seasons, and some last a lifetime. But I'm seeing a lot of bridges, so I don't see that it would affect the business relationship. But the biggest message is slow it easy. Just be present. Just really set that solid foundation. And again, so many times when we feel that excitement, when we start testing the waters and start expanding the relationships in other ways, we get excited and we kind of jump in. So I'm encouraging you to, over the next 4 days, the next four, and especially over through August, because I'm watching you guys, just think of it symbolically, laying out this gold and red rug, which is very significant to me. When I see gold rugs or yellow brick roads, that's one of my symbols of solid foundation, doable foundation. It enables us to work on our stuff so our little four-year-old doesn't get in the driver's seat. And the red part's all root chakra stuff. So both of those are good signs. So for both of you, I would encourage you to, again, talk, communicate. Think of this as it's definitely a reason teaching relationship. It's a season relationship, and it doesn't mean it's not going to just last for a season and drop off, but really be able to take the partnership, that relationship partnership, and bridge it over to the personal relationship. It looks a bridge that is not broken is a good sign for me. And so, again, over the next couple of weeks, it's really important for both of you to communicate, to be able to feel like you can go back and forth. And then when it gets to the end of August, September, I'm seeing both of you going up like another. It's like closing the chapter of one story and beginning a whole new book. And that's exactly what you're doing when you are being able to start a new relationship. So think of that as a positive thing, especially when I see the symbol of a white book that looks like transformational energy. So all of those are my symbols that are very good symbols, Kathleen. The thing that I was saying, it's not a oh but thing. It is just like, and this is for all of us to be able to be present with it. Don't ignore red flags as far as, I remember us doing a class, and I said the other day that my now ex-husband, but when we were first starting to date, for the first 3 months, he got really frustrated when a Christmas bulb broke and he hit the wall. And so that was a real kind of red flag, a yellow flag for me to say, hey, wait a minute, this guy's got temper issues, you know. And but I kind of fluffed it over and said, oh, it was an expensive bulb and stuff like that. I'm not saying that's going to be happening like that, but just to be able to keep the communication open, because I see all these infinity eights, and that's pivotal. So there's a lot of things for this relationship offers both of you an opportunity to do a lot of healing, going back to that little child within both of you, and especially that third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, through subconscious. It's the beginning of our foundational energies, and so I see that as a good thing. All right?
All right. Well, then I'll just stay present, and I thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and you have a great day.
All right. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye, hon.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Kathleen. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll head off now to Covington, Washington. We have Elaine calling in, and Elaine wanted to know if she could or have Carrie reach out to her mother-in-law who's passed on and see if Elaine's mother-in-law had any questions or maybe some messages back for Elaine. So, Elaine, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, Elaine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So
my question.
Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
My mother-in-law passed away suddenly, and I wanted to make sure she went peacefully and she didn't suffer. And I wanted to know if she had any messages for my husband.
Okay. All right. The first thing I'm seeing, right when Benny said your mother-in-law passed away, I saw all these numbers, 777s, and so that's recognizing birthday, anniversary, when someone crossed over as far as the month of 7, July. And also she's showing me when I see infinity 8, that's my sign of peace, of communication, and also increasing communication. She also shows me one of the symbols. She's also calling out to a Bob Robert, she definitely wants to get that name, Bob Robert. And sometimes they go to middle names, and it feels like she's greeted by someone like that, and also it feels like a long-lost brother or somebody very much like a brother to her that had very sparkling blue eyes, because she keeps on showing me Paul Newman. And so that, like, imagine a blast from the past that you didn't think about in a long time. It could even been a neighbor of hers, for, you know, from 50, 60 years ago, and that all of a sudden you run into them and you have an instant understanding of who they are. And so her message is she's showing me when she goes over, there was like a when I see a symbol of someone going to like a spa where they have to imagine going into one of those expensive spas that Oprah talks about where it's $100,000 a day where all your needs are met. That's my symbol of when she got out of the physical body, she just imagine going into the arms of angels and just really soaking in their healing energy. She was tired from the body. The suddenness didn't scare her. She just shows me shaky, like her bones were shaky, bone tired too. And so, and the suddenness is more for us than for them. It's like they drop the physical body and they're into the other dimensions. And so, and as far as the message for your husband and for all of us, did she just die pretty suddenly?
Yes.
How long ago?
July 9th.
What's that?
July 9th.
Okay, that's why she was doing the 777. All right, the spa thing. When I see them do this symbol of going over to a radio and they start doing the dials, that's my message of think of her getting her, like, leg work together. Thinking her, it's almost like getting your, imagine doing all the symbolic paperwork that it takes to move into an international dimension, right? And that, and then she's especially showing me dials on the radio. And especially when I see angels and grandparents coming in, it's like pay attention over again the next 7 days, next 7 weeks. And she keeps on showing me again those number 7. So a lot of times they could start out with numbers as far as giving messages. But she's getting July 9th is no time at all. Sometimes it's they don't start really communicating for a while after. Again, just think of them having to get all their stuff over there. So pay attention to songs on the radio, first of all, that think of her. That's the way she's going to start communicating immediately. I wouldn't expect really big signs for, again, at least the next 7 days and maybe even the next 7 years. I mean, 7 weeks, and I didn't mean to say years. It's the next 7 weeks. But she's especially going to do auditory things. So, again, you're sitting here. You're driving down the road. Your husband's driving down the road, and all of a sudden he hears he's thinking of her out of the blue when he's thinking about his groceries or whatever. And then and he hears a song on the radio. She's going to do it through auditory messages. And she also holds her heart out. It's like she holds there's a message of love when I'm seeing that. And I'm also seeing heartache, that she had heartache, heavy heartache. She held a lot of grief and she held a lot of stuff in. And so that goes back to the spa part. So imagine her just being able to release a lot. And this isn't about your husband. Just she was a sponge that held a lot of stuff in. And imagine that she's recognizing how much she held a lot of the old grief and generational pattern stuff. Her perception has changed a lot. So pay attention to numbers, smells, and she's also shown me a hummingbird, and so pay attention to seeing the word hummingbird. And hummingbirds are all about giving a message of joy and peace and happiness for those family members as she dials in and gets her stuff over there, and then they'll be getting more and more messages. I also see somebody getting a visitation, because when I see somebody standing in the foot of the bed, that means to me somebody will have a dream, but it doesn't seem immediately. But again, I keep on getting a period of over the next 7 days, next 7 weeks, where they have a visitation is different than a dream. A dream is kind of jumbled up, a visitation. They look very nice. They look very beautiful. And that's it. That you get a very strong feeling of peace. And so she's doing the peace sign, too. That means she wants to let everybody know she's at peace. All right.
Thank you,
Elaine. And we're going to have to go to our next break. And we'll be back after these short few messages.
Did you know the leading cause of abnormal inflammation in the body is the American diet? Hi, this is Dr. Bonnie Berhunts, here to share some information about inflammation. We often link inflammation with an injury, a sprained ankle or pulled muscle, but inflammation is so much more than that. Experts believe that inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason we get wrinkles, why we forget things, why we become irritable or even cranky. Inflammation is what causes arthritic pain, stiffness when you're moving the muscles, wheezing, of asthma, and the discomfort of allergies. For more information on how chiropractic adjustments can reduce the inflammatory process in your body, visit us at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let The Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we're doing open phone lines. And so, speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'll do, and let's take Sandy. She's calling in now from Seattle. She had some issues, some health issues, actually, around her GI tract. She's wondering if it has any other effects around the rest of her life. She's wondering if maybe she can get some little guidance, some help through it. So let's see if what we can do. Sandy, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you.
So, Sandy, have some GI stuff?
Yeah, beyond that, I just kind of like you to tune into my entire pelvic area because I've been normally as healthy as can be all my life, but about 2 years ago, I started having worsening pain, and they told me I had 41% scoliosis. And then I started having some issues with my GI tract, and they did a CAT scan on me, and I have diverticulitis. And they wanted to get that cleared up before I go in for a colonoscopy. So I was wondering how I'm doing on that. I went through a series of two antibiotics, and it was very uncomfortable.
Right. Do you take probiotics?
I eat yogurt every day.
You do what?
I eat yogurt every day.
Okay, okay. I'm even seeing, make sure sometimes, especially, sometimes yogurt's not enough at times. I would really, especially over the next 3 to 4 weeks, and muscle test yourself. Go to a health store. Hold a bottle in your stomach to your third chakra, your foundational energy. Just drop out of your mind. Don't. This is not a mind thing. This is a feeling, body thing. And put it up to your energy field, because when I put it up to your energy field, you fell forward, and that's a yes in my book in kinesiology, listening to your body. So if your body sways forward, that means
yes,
that could
what?
Use it. And, excuse me?
That's what I was saying. You say I fell forward, and that means what?
That's a big yes in my book. That means you could use a good 2 week or almost like a cleansing. I'm on this 7-day cleanse right now where I'm cleansing my GI, my liver, my that kind of deal. But the probiotics, I'm seeing that the yogurt isn't enough is what the first thing. And also your vitamin D3 level is not close to 70 milliunits to 110. You want to get everyone, this is for everybody, it's a good example for everybody, get your limits as far as asking your doctors, what are your levels? So many times people don't ask, and especially vitamin D3 in particular, they are doing more and more studies, and they stay within normal limits. I just had a conversation with my doctor the other day, and she said the normal limits, what the normal intern people say, is between 30 and 100, and they've changed all that. Now they're saying 70 is the bottom line they want us to on. And vitamin D3 is not only about bones, it's about endocrine system, it's about GI. They're doing vitamin D therapy for muscle spasms and MS and Parkinson's and all these other diseases. And so I would definitely get vitamin D3 checked out too. And if you go to a naturopath,
I go to a community clinic that mixes natural and AMA kind of stuff. I have been taking vitamin D3 every day for the past year on recommendation of my doctor. So you say I'm low in it?
Yeah, I do. And I'm seeing my face. I take 10,000 units a day, and I had to for 6 months to get close up. And especially, Sandy, because you are very intuitive. You're very clear empathic. And what I've noticed, people that have the clear empath intuition, and that even has to do with diverticulitis, you're a feeler. You're a sponge. You take in information by your feeler body. You got to wring that sponge out. Otherwise, it could start affecting us. And what I've noticed over the last several years.
I have to do what?
Excuse me?
I have to do what?
It's like you take in other people's energy. So I've noticed is that people that are feelers, they're clear sentient, clear empathic people, tend to need more vitamin D3 than other people. So see what your levels are. And again, I take 10,000 units a day. And if I go underneath 10,000, I take 10 to, then I'll have to go to 5,000. But if I'm under 5,000, I drop below the 70, and it took me years to be able to get to that 70 part. So just see what that is. And again, talk to your naturopath about it. This is a top leading endocrinologist that's given us information, and he even co-wrote the little blue book from Louise Hayes, You Can Heal Your Life. If you go in the front part, he's the endocrinologist that said, where she thanked, I'd like to thank Robert Lang. This is the man that I'm talking about, the vitamin D3. He is an advocate from it. He tries to go to a lot of the other doctors that are out in the public, and everyone's talking about it. Oprah did a show about vitamin D3, too. So get your see what your levels are, and, again, think of 70 to 110, because that, again, is a very positive thing. And so it's just it's a matter of
a day for the past year. Maybe I need to triple it or something, huh?
Check to see what it is, because especially I was doing that for, I had to do 10,000 for a couple years. So see what your level is. And that's normally with a lot of people, 10,000 a day would, you're just confirming what I'm saying. When people are very empathic, when people are very much feelers, we tend to, it's like we burn up more vitamin D3, or we need more vitamin D3 is what my own private study. I'm just noticing it myself, and I think it's fascinating just by studying the energy body, but that's it. That's another thing. But I'm also seeing this, like, great big, when I look, turn you sideways to look at you energetically, your third chakra, your sense of self, self-esteem, see the subconscious, looks like it has a great big fist in it, and it looks like it's, like, concaved, almost like that Pillsbury Doughboy commercial where you push the, you know, push the little belly in, but it's not as, like, a little cute full thing. It's like a, it comes from the right side, too. So what does all that mean? I'd really encourage you to take and do infinity eights over your body. I say this all the time, but it literally helps the communication with the right side and left side of your body over your physical body. Rubbing your stomach and doing clockwise, counterclockwise, and then going underneath the chest area or even over the chest area and drawing infinity eights over your body. You're helping the increase in the communication between the right side and left side of your body, and then go off your body. I'll go an inch off my body, then I'll do sideways eights. So you're literally rehooking yourself up so you could take in more universal energy, where most of us take in toxic energy of other people. We take in leftover energy because we're not taught this as far as when we're younger. So, and especially the way your body's doing that concave thing. And then I go back to your root chakra, and then you bring me down to the right side, and I go back, and that shows me as far as the patterns I was talking about when I was younger. That's the male side, male energy, and I see your right foot is like a 1.5 feet in front of your left foot. And so by the time you're 2 years old, you start pushing the right side of your energy out. And that means that I don't take in enough life force for myself. I don't have the right for life. I have to, you're one not to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and not complain. And this lifetime is all about understanding balance. And then, and also when I see this, like a shoe over somebody's head, it's like almost like the messages that you got from your parents is like waiting for the shoe drop, where I call it like, why do bad things happen to good people? Why do people that try and things just don't, they sometimes don't seem like they get a break, or people can lie and cheat and use the system and they seem to get ahead. So it's a sense of a raw deal. And so those are the patterns that are within your generational pattern, given consciously or subconsciously, and you're here to change them and shift them, Sandy. And that's what this whole life is about. So, and that's what I'm seeing you doing. And especially when I look in your stomach and I'll go up to the throat, that big punch part feels like I got a raw deal. I keep on seeing raw meat. And so think in your life wherever you felt like you got a raw deal, or anybody around you got a raw deal. Your kids didn't get picked for a class or a scholarship or whatever. It goes back when we are consciously aware of something. Think about that we have, they say that we don't use 10% of our brain. Just think of 90% of our patterns are unconscious, right? And so just going on the theme of what we know is conscious, there's a lot more unconscious patterns. And so that's where we want to shine the light into there. I do see this as a turning point. March of 2010, I see this big light sun behind you. So there's an energetic turning point for you. Sometimes we might not see it in the physical body as of yet, but from now until November 2010, I'm watching your body opening up your left side more. And it's like you're balancing yourself. And so it's like it's putting that right foot back, because that right foot, again, is like a jumping up, and that's like a pushing the energy out. And the energy that is the receiving energy is like cut off. Imagine like your arm hanging down, the left arm, and that left arm is how we take in life force, energy, opportunities, all of those kind of deals. And so it's all about balance. But I do see a very beautiful yellow and blue butterfly. Almost looks like a monarch, but it has a lot of blue. And over your head, and that's a symbol of transformation, transformational energy, making sure, because you're so empathic, that you do a daily routine. Work with fire a lot, even visualizing fire underneath your feet as far as like a flame. Pick a color and just this fire transmutes and helps to get other people's energy that could cling on us out of our energy field. And just visualize it going up your core, up your spine, and expand 3 feet on either side. Have that be your bubble that you walk around with. Get into the habit of doing AM and PM. And especially when people have GI tract, I know that they have a lot of stuck emotional energy in there that wants the fire helps transmute it. I take my hand and I go in my stomach and I have my nails, like I pull on my nails, like they're very long, and I go in there and I pull out, and when I do it, it looks like a whole bunch of spaghetti strings. And so most of us hold stuff in our stomach, and so making sure you're getting and putting, working with the elements, you're literally getting blocks out of the GI system, which will have flow. And again, because you're so sensitive, it will be very, very helpful for you from now to November. It's like revising a plan as far as the physical, mental, emotional. So you got the vitamin stuff going on and making sure you're checking in. It's all about saying that you're worth it, that you're worth taking care of yourself and to take it. When I see an easy chair, that means taking it easy in life, and then you're going to be able to feel it and sense it more, especially from now to November. All right, Sandy? And we have to go to another break, and we're just fine. You're listening to the Carol Conn Show. Thank you for calling, Sandy.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease, and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek God's yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone calls?
Will do. Sounds good. And we have Tanya now calling in from Santa Barbara, California. She's has a relationship question. Let's see if we can help her out and get some more information. So, Tanya, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi. Thank you. Carrie, I have been dating a person
for about 7 months, and I feel like a part of me is blocked. I'm not allowing it to proceed or unfold. I don't know if it's fear or fierce independence or what, but I was wondering if you could give me some insight on this.
Okay. Great. Great question. When I go straight into your second chakra, that's all where one-on-one relationships is, money, sex, career, and you bring me right to, you are blocked. I see a cement block, and so and that we want to get to the root cause of the block. And you're showing me, I pay attention to what the block presents itself as because it gives me more information. And I see a cinder block. Then I see a jail cell. So there's strong messages on the male side of the family as far as just what you said, I'll lose my independence. I'll feel, and it's even deeper than that, Tanya. I go down to when you're a little girl, and I look at you at like 1.5 years old, even younger, like 6 months, I'm seeing you crawling on the ground like doing a combat crawl, and then you're 1.5 years old standing up, and there's a sense of if I fall, meaning, you know when kids play that game fall where you have to trust, allow, and the person, and you fall backwards, and the person,
yes.
That trust person's going to catch you behind you? By the time you're 1.5 years old, you're showing me that there's not a trust that somebody's going to be there to catch you. So that's like a thing of underlining belief in abandonment, that I'm going to be abandonment, so I might as well, you know, kind of protect myself and be alone because I'm not going to. It goes down to self-worth issues, and we could go on and on and on. And it's woven in and showed and presented very differently on both sides of your family. Sometimes people could be really, like, outgoing and just really inside, be really insecure and have that pattern. Other people can hold it internally. So I'm just seeing it being shown to you, again, woven, and it's presented very differently. And so the biggest thing, think about, it's not really the relationship. It goes back to being able to feel like you can fall free, allow, let go, surrender. And, Tanya, that's all of our journeys here, is to be able to trust in ourselves or connect to our God source creator, where the bottom line is that we're afraid that we're going to experience a death of a relationship, and or sometimes our biggest fear is the physical death, and I don't mean anybody's dying, but it's like when the top fear of people are death of a relationship, death of a job, career, and because we look at like relationships define us, but when we're sitting in the balance, relationships are here to complement us, to be able to bring out the best with each other, and not saying that there's not any work to them, but when we have the blocks that goes deeper than the person, they're here to be able to bring us up our fears. And then when we bridge over and say, I don't have to hold off, and especially when it comes down to, like, I feel trapped, and so your sense of wanting to feel free. I see this a lot of with a lot of guys, to be honest, like, it's my symbol of a birdcage, and I see somebody's feeling trapped in. It's like you definitely want your space. There's nothing wrong with that. And so especially from now, Tanya, to the middle of September. I don't know why I'm even getting September 15th through 17th. I'm watching you doing like a turning point, and I see your head flipping and going toward very gently. It's like you're slowly turning to the left side, almost like you're hesitant at first, or at first it seems like your neck has issues with turning around, like it's almost scared. But I'm watching all this blue energy come in, and so I think it's blue is the divine feminine. It's purple, and that's intuition, and so the slowness is part of a pattern. Think of you've been holding this since your year and a half, and even it started at 6 months old. So it's deeply woven in your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body. So it's really, it's like stripping that program out, plugging in a different program, meaning literally rewiring you, and really understanding that the bottom line is, if I fall, I mean, in love, I'm going to fall on my face, instead of getting the feeling of fall as let go, allow, surrender. Relationships define us. We define ourselves. Nobody can take anything away from us if we truly feel infinite within ourselves. So the more you clear yourself up with that, that block is going to disappear. I see it moving before, as I'm talking. So it presents itself first as a cinder block, just like you see in building. And as we're literally talking, you started, I'm seeing the cinder block starting to move. So that's a really good sign. So that means you're very sensitive to energy, awareness, and that you can move that, get rid of that block. So think of it as a defense mechanism. We all have them. But when you become aware of it, and again, go down into that, see that 6 month old, that 1.5 year old, take her in her heart and just visualize her as, that she's protected, that she can, I just see like this great big futon or beanbag chair around her. So she feels the energetic support that she's not going to, you're not going to fall on your face when it comes to the relationship. And then you'll feel so free because you're in a win-win situation. It's like the relationship, it doesn't define you. It's like, it's like it. If you're not, then the relationship serves its purpose. And I'm onto that, you know, life experience, you know. And so when you have that kind of energy, we're able to really live. And so that's what I'm seeing you really working on. All right?
Thank you so much. Yes,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Awesome, Tanya. Thanks for calling in. And Carrie, I think we have time for one more caller. Let's take Cheryl. She's calling in from Auburn, and she had a question about some schooling that she might be taking through work. So let's see if we can help her out. Cheryl, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi there. I wanted to ask you about career-related stuff, whether I should completely change or whether I should pursue. There's a Friday class through work. Whether that would be a waste of energy or what?
What did you say? A writing class?
No, it's a Friday class. It's on Fridays.
Oh, okay, Friday. Okay, all right. When I see Cheryl, it's a door is opening on your right side, and it looks like it's 20% to 25% open. I see like all this gold energy. So that means to me, golden opportunities coming to Cheryl, especially when she asks, she's directing her life force of what feels right for Cheryl is right for Cheryl. And so it's like a stepping stone thing. It's interesting because when I say to, how do you feel about that class? Because I'm getting like a 50-50. I'm pretty getting out of clear.
What was that?
Go ahead. I want you to answer first, then I'll repeat what I said.
I feel kind of like it's a waste of energy, but recently somebody kind of said something that made me think, well, maybe I should rethink it.
Okay. All right. Well, what I was seeing is that I'm seeing you, that whole door opening thing, is that you're making your way. It's like you're putting a foundation or bricks out to make a career path. And so, and that's good. The bricks are good because that makes us feel that, like, that sense of solidness. And so that solidness allows us to keep down the voice of the ego or the wounded child. And the thing is I see the 50-50 of you if I don't really want to take the class. And so it's the class is more of like a bridge or a stepping stone for you to be able to get out of the out of your present-day career, because I see you stepping out of it. And so sometimes within the class, we can meet somebody else, and it's not about the class that we get information. I mean, we can get information, but it ignites us. It allows us to exercise our muscle as far as energetic muscle and being able to, you're in a gathering period. So think of it like a squirrel gathering nuts, and it's also a fast gathering period. So I do see opportunities coming to you, a lot of opportunities, because the doorway is open. I see all this white gold energy, so that means golden opportunities coming to you in all different sizes and forms. And especially when something isn't, it's good that you looked at the class and saw it differently, because I'm seeing that it's not going to make or break it as far as your changing over your career, but it's more about being able to step outside, get information in class. Or it's like connections is what I'm getting. Connections, connections, connections. So you're in this, again, gathering information, making connections, and having a foundation for yourself. And it's actually standing your foundational core energy that allows you to feel energetically, like, so we could stand up straight. Whenever we start leaning forward, we start blocking out literal opportunities for ourselves. That's all of our journeys, to feel what it feels like to be able to stand up straight with our arms wide open. I call it the energetic posture of the master, having our feet 2 feet apart, getting connected to the earth, trusting and allowing so we get our head back. And so as we get out of our head, the mental mind, gerbil ride stuff, and really go into our heart and energy. So you're in this major transitional period that started even 5 years ago. And it goes back to, actually, I keep on seeing on the left side of your second chakra, your 5 to 7 year old child, that we'll think to the left side as far as like mom's side. So go back to what was going on with mothers surrounding work. In that work, it could even be homework. It doesn't have to be physical work. And what was going, the messages that you were getting, that's not like a finger pointing, like a judgment thing. It's just like being an observer, like you're watching a movie, because we all feel something different and perceive something different. But I'm seeing that I'm just watching your energy. If something feels very like your mom's energy is all covered with like a shaky yellow that feels very too much water. So it's like emotional time, and feeling like the sun, the passion is getting she can't connect to it. And so that's messages that you receive, especially when it comes to like work and opportunities. It's like having sacrificed myself for other people. So this is where it's like you're clearing that energy out, and that's will help you feel so much stronger in your direction. So they do see you making changes, and it goes back to what's right for Cheryl is right for Cheryl. and this is pay attention to who you're meeting, where you're going, greeting. It's just like this period of bridging, connecting, and that's the gathering of information and all of it's good. I see you storing it in your second chakra, and then I see it turns into gold nuggets.
Great. Right. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. And may you all align with the divine for this week. See you next week.